Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're halfway through the show. We've been talking a lot about drought and some issues with plants here, so feel free to call us with any questions in regards to the garden. In about a half hour, a little less than a half hour, I'm going to be joined by John LeBeau, who is the commissioner for the Department of Agriculture in Massachusetts. And we'll be discussing a tomato contest, that the 37th annual tomato contest that I've been discussing for the past couple weeks. And discuss what it's about, what we're doing, and go from there. He actually, John knew my father way back when they were both in the garden industry and reached out to me, so it was really cool. So I'm looking forward to this on Tuesday, about 11 o'clock, the judging begins. It goes about an hour and a half out there, but really cool stuff. Public is welcome to see the competition. Just unfortunately, social distancing, all that stuff, sharing of some of this. We are, it's just the judges tasting everything. But it's just a cool little event that I am really excited to be part of. I was looking at some of the names that are on there. And, there are some important people here that, I was like, what am I doing on here? It's pretty exciting stuff. So we'll definitely we'll talk about it in about, like I said, about a half hour. But there's a number of chefs on here, food writers. Let's see. There's just a bunch of different people on here. I'm pretty excited, right? And I just realized one of the other judges, her name is Tina Bemis. Her husband, the two of them, own Bemis Farms on the center of the state. And her husband, Ed, was actually, one semester, was actually a professor of mine when it came to nursery management. So that's pretty cool. I just saw that while we were thinking here. So there's a connection there, finally. And now I'm even thinking even more, what am I doing with this? I'll tell you. But anyways, we're here to answer your questions about the garden. If it's tomatoes, great. But if it's anything else, lawn, everything, give us a call because we're here to help you out. So we'll talk with John LeBeau about 8:30 for about a half hour. And then 9 o'clock will be all questions answer for you. So definitely call us and we'll do what we can to help you out. A lot of vacations going on right now. I was just up in Maine for the night, not last night, but Friday night. got to see some friends at the beach. Got to go to dinner, do a few things. I know a lot of people are on vacation because I saw a lot of you up there, and the traffic was wonderful. Anyways, last week before school coming up, I know both my daughters starting school. My youngest will be her final year of pre-K, and then my oldest daughter, Katie, will be going into first grade at a new school. So she is excited, but they're starting on the 29th and 30th. So we're early, but hey, got to get that education, right? Anyways, give us a call here at 855-660-4261. And with a number of different things, right? Right now, let's hope for the rain because we might be able to do some renovations to the lawn. Right? Our lawns right now, if you haven't been able to water, there's an issue, right? They don't look great. But if you have been able to water, they can still look great, but have some patches and say, I need to add some seed. I need to do this. Or maybe they have some weeds in there. But the fall is a great time to be putting new seed down, taking care of some of these issues. So definitely be thinking about renovating the lawn. Now, if you have an area that's full of weeds and you're saying, I'm going to kill all the weeds, and then I'm going to start over in the whole area and I'm going to reseed. Well, a lot of times when you are killing these weeds or whatnot, it takes about 2 weeks or so for that chemical to dissipate and just be gone. And so you can reseed so it won't affect future seed. So what we like to do is kind of say, all right, this is the weekend I'm going to do it. So I'm going to put my lawn down and get it started about September 4th. So we look at that, and that's actually 2 weeks away. September is less than 2 weeks away. Yikes. But 2 weeks from now, if you plan on starting a lawn, you need to be killing those weeds today. Don't think that you can just put the spray down and then put seed down within a couple days. Right? You might as well burn the money that you're using on the seed, because it's useless if you go to use a weed killer now on the same day as you're going to put it down. Unless it's a crabgrass preventer with a starter fertilizer, but a lot of people aren't using that right now because the crabgrass we're not worried about in the fall, we're worried about for next spring. But anyways, you get the idea. We need to get that 2 week buffer. You're going to need some time to clean it up, right? If you're going to move some soil, put some new soil on there, it's going to take a little bit of time. You want the weeds to die on the lawn. Usually takes about a week. Then you're going to do some cleanup. Then you're going to add some new soil. So give yourself some time is what I'm saying. So if you're doing a lawn renovation, you got to start now to really start in September with the grass seed. So that's something to be thinking about. Now, with you guys that have lawns that are okay, right? And you've been following the fertilization program, or you said, you know what, it's too hot, I'm not going to do anything this summer. As the temperatures are dropping here, you can put down a fertilizer now. And I'd almost recommend at this time putting that summer fertilizer down if you did not use it, right? If you had already used a summer, you can use another dose of that summer fertilizer. Or step four, the fourth application is usually around the next couple weeks. So it would be a winterizer. So you could put that down. But here's the thing. I want you to put it down one more time, that winterizer. Now, if you put down the summer fertilizer today, 6 weeks from now is October, right? You still have most of October for your lawn to still be growing. We usually don't get the cold weather, those types of things. And so the lawn, if you just fertilize today, 6 weeks from now, it has all of October with no fertilizer, no nothing. Nothing's really storing into it to go into winter when it's going to be harsh conditions. So think about that, right? Let's put it in terms of us. Let's go into a rough patch without food, water, anything, and see how we're going to survive, right? The lawn's the same thing. So that's why in October, you use another application. Because the ground is still feeding until it fully freezes. And at that point, we're getting ready for next year. Now, if you want that perfect lawn, you're winterizing your lawn. So you could be doing something now, and then 6 weeks from now, and really get the lawn that you want long term. Now, it's always been a 4-step program. But honestly, it's a 5-step. 5 applications, whatever you want to call it, there's 5 of them. If you break it down in 6-week intervals from the beginning of the season to the end, today or about today would be your 4th application, and then the lawn would have nothing after that. I don't think that's what you're looking to do. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. We'll have one segment, and then we will talk with John LeBeau from Department of Agriculture. We'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming Green Meadow Whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green Meadow Whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and we were just talking about lawn renovations, everything in the fertilization program. And if it's one thing you learned from me today, lawn fertilizing for five applications is really the way we need to go. Now, it was always a four-step application. Scotts brought it in, right? They had the Scotts lawn. You would look at the TV, and they would just have the perfect green lawn. You know, it's because you fed it. You did these things. But five applications make so much more sense. Now think about this. Say the ground freezes, and you can put your first step application down April 1st. Go 6 weeks from there, right? Middle of May. So that's step two. Go 6 weeks from there. It's the end of June, first week of July. So that's step three. Step four, 6 weeks from then, is about August 15th. So you're winterizing on August 15th. Think about that. But then 6 weeks from that, puts you at October 1st, and you have plenty of time. But if you really look at the four application step that's out there, that is advertised by the advertising company that has a side business in the lawn and garden industry, think about it. Your lawn's not getting everything it needs. What they're not telling you is they were putting it down for a fifth time. They actually had somebody who worked for that company, Ashton Ritchie. Brilliant, brilliant mind when it came to lawn. And he was trying to say, we need five applications, not four. Five applications for the lawn continues to grow, because your lawn continues to grow even in the winter, right? You don't see it. The root system is there. It'll freeze. But the root system, as long as the ground is the same temperature, kind of keeps going. It's getting ready for the next season. And if you don't feed it from October to, and we've had some years where it's warm enough all the way into December. I want to say like 10 years ago, maybe less than that. Maybe, I think it was 7 years ago. It was 2015, I believe. On Christmas Day, it was 85 degrees. right? We just gotta think about it. The growing temperatures keep going further into the season some years and into November. So we gotta take care of the lawn to get them ready for the next season. So they're in dire straits in a lot of these areas. I mean, I look at my lawn and it is burnt to a crisp. You can see where the actual grass is, so it's kind of nice, because everything else is weeds, and the weeds are growing. They're doing great. But the fact of the matter is our lawns don't look great. We need to do something to help them. And that fourth application is just about right now. And so think about it. You're putting winterizer down. You could put another summer application to do two summer applications to extend the season and then put the winterizer in the fall. Or you could put a winterizer down now and then a winterizer down in 6 weeks. The five applications is the way to go for the lawn. I'm telling you, if you don't learn anything else from me, five applications is the way to go. You know, I used to think it was like a sales technique that we had to, that you wanted to try and sell the product. But then I actually looked into the science of it and learned from others, and it was like, this isn't a sales technique. This is just for the life of the lawn. If you want it to be strong and you want it to keep going, this is what you got to do. And this year with the drought we've been having, it is more important to put down at least one more application to make your lawn better for next year. So please, please, please listen to this. Fertilize the lawn at least one more time before winter. You definitely have time to do two applications, especially if you do it now. So just think about it, because it is very important if you want a successful lawn going forward. All right, so on the other side of the break, I'm going to be joined by John LeBeau, the commissioner of the Department of Agriculture. We're going to be talking about that tomato contest that I've been speaking about. So I look forward to talking with him. He's going to be joining us. And then about 9 o'clock, we'll open up the phone line some more phone calls. Keep this number, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want the best looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with a new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
USA Radio News.
Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin announced that she has taken a drug test in the wake of a leaked video which showed her dancing and lip-syncing at a party. Marin addressed the controversy at a press conference, calling the demands for a drug test, quote, unjust.
I present a younger generation, an individual, a person, a real person also, even though I'm a prime minister. So I won't change the way I behave.
Marin, who became the youngest prime minister in Finnish history when she was elected in 2019, said she did not have work responsibilities the weekend she was at the party. This is not the first time she has come under fire by her opponents and the media for dancing and attending parties. This is USA Radio News. Former Vice President Mike Pence stated that he did not take any classified information with him when he left office. Also speaking on how he called on Attorney General Merrick Garland to disclose more information on what led authorities to conduct the search at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
We can demand that they reveal why this search warrant was executed against the residence of a former president of the United States without demeaning the rank and file men and women of the FBI. And I'm going to continue to be a voice for that.
Evidence has emerged that might explain the dinosaurs' extinction.
A newly discovered impact crater 5 miles in diameter below the seafloor in the North Atlantic suggests more than one asteroid may have hit Earth during the time when the dinosaurs went extinct. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Joining me now is John Lebeau, the Commissioner of the Department of Agricultural Resources. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Patrick.
How are you today?
I'm terrific. I've been listening to the program for a while this morning, and it really takes me back.
Awesome. Well, I will tell you, just real quick, before we get into some of the questions, this, when I got your email the first time, I looked at the name, and I said, I know who that is. That's the Commissioner of the Department of Agriculture. I had to double-check my email, say, all right, is this my work email? Which one is? And I was like, all right, it's not my work email. It's my personal email. So I was thinking, oh, God, what happened? What do we need? Why am I getting an email from the Department of Agriculture? And then I read the email, and I was like, this is awesome. I'm so in. So I'm honored to be asked about this. And, you know, I have my father to thank from the long history that you guys have.
That's right. I mean, so my dad and I were in the garden center business for 60 years in Central Mass, the Shrewsbury Nurseries, and you know, I knew your father in a variety of ways. I mean, honestly, what I said a minute ago, listening takes me back. I would listen to your dad's show, and you mentioned Ed and Tina Bemis. Before them, it was Paul Rogers out in Central Mass.
Yep.
I would listen because I would then get customers, you know, I'd listen to, I got to go buy, like, after your call this morning, I would have said to myself, I might have to buy a case of citrus tone.
Yep.
Because people would come in seeking what you recommended, what your dad recommended. And also, if it helps, you know, it always helps to stay timely, and though you hear it at your own place, what people are asking about. I knew your dad, you know, through that, but for a period in his career, besides running the garden patch, he was a salesperson for a horticultural distributor, and actually I was one of his accounts.
Yep.
He'd call on me, I think, once a week during the season, and, you know, I would order peat moss or fertilizer. Just, I could have ordered citrus tones, but I didn't think about it. You know, we've been doing, this contest has been going on for 37, this will be the 37th, and We bring in a variety of judges, and honestly, I should have thought of this a few years ago, but I thought we could reach out. I knew the gardeners, particularly in Massachusetts, might be interested in hearing about the contest.
Well, definitely. And, you know, it is, you know, just looking at some of the history and what you guys do, it's just, it's so awesome to bring awareness to that, you know, the locally grown product. We've been more into locally grown for the past number of years here. It was really taken, it was going forward, you know, in the, you know, middle of the 2010, like 2012 area and going. But then once, you know, COVID hit, we've really started growing on our own a lot more. And so this is a huge way to bring awareness to all this locally grown produce in Massachusetts.
I agree with you 100%. You know, certainly you're absolutely right. I mean, there has been a move towards promoting local in recent times here in Massachusetts. Actually, we have several agricultural by local nonprofit organizations in different regions throughout the state that we help support. That is their business, promoting buying local and calling out the benefits of buying local, both from economic reasons, that money in the state, but also to be able to enjoy. We all know there's nothing better than a locally grown tomato as opposed to one that probably was picked green, gassed in a truck, grown. You know, one of the attributes for those tomatoes needs to be the strength, the ability to be shipped, to be packed, to move across the country, and to be in, you know, reasonably good condition when it hits the supermarket. Some of our local tomatoes, we don't have to have that consideration. We can focus on the most important thing, how the thing tastes, which is often sacrificed on the ones that come across the country. And as you also mentioned, certainly the pandemic, you know, folks needed many different ways to buy their food. And with significant periods of time when significant numbers of people were a little reluctant, say, to go into a supermarket. So to be able to go to a farm stand, a farmer's market, or a CSA farm, some felt was a safer alternative. And it's certainly even more enhanced that we have to have local food sources as part of the food system.
Definitely. It is so important, and it's become, you know, obviously becoming more and more important. Now, let's dive in a little bit to this contest, right?
Sure. Oh, now, I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Just tell me a little bit about, you know, we got some notes on this, but, you know, there's 7,241 farms in Massachusetts.
That is correct.
The number of farms that produce, I mean, I'm just looking at these numbers, and I'd love for you to just say them, because I think it's a wow factor for everybody.
Sure. Well, I mean, again, we appreciate the opportunity. So, yeah, as you mentioned, we have over 7,200 farms in Massachusetts, and they actually farm about a 500,000 acres of land in the Commonwealth, keeping that in an open working landscape. And that provides all kinds of benefits to Massachusetts residents. And in addition to the food, the open space, the environmental assets that open land provides us all. But they, as I said, 500,000 acres of land, doing about $500 million of business a year. And, you know, I should particularly note, speaking about locally produced and sold, Massachusetts is one of the leaders in the nation of direct sales from farms to consumers. We're actually fifth in the nation.
Wow.
And that's because of our large population of eaters. Of that $500 million, I guess, of the total annual sales, over 20%, over 100 million of that is purchases made at a farmer's market, at a farm stand, at a CSA, a direct retail purchase from a consumer to the farm. And as we all know, that retail dollar, that retail sale is better than a wholesale sale. And that helps our families, thrive in Massachusetts because we have a lot of pressures here. We have development, land is very expensive here. We all know we have long winters. Energy costs are high here. Labor, it's hard to get labor, and there's competitive pay that's necessary to keep people working on a farm. So there's that. But specifically, I've taken a while to get around to the tomatoes. We have over 500 commercial farms in the state, which report in their census tomato production. They're producing almost 7 million pounds a year on close to 600 acres of land, and that's $14 million worth of tomatoes. And in addition to that, we have growers in greenhouses and high tunnels successfully extending the season, growing tomatoes under protection, another 17 or so acres, and another $4 million tomatoes, because we all know we like that fresh tomato, local tomato as soon as we can get it, and we want to continue to get them as deep into the season as we possibly can. So we're looking forward. Each year we put it out there to the farming community. We generally get anywhere plus or minus 180 to 120 entries, 20 to 25 farms across the state. We've got a whole drop-off method that a certain designated location. The tomatoes are delivered, and then MDOT staff and some of these buy locals I mentioned assist with getting them into Boston where we hold the event.
Yeah, this is awesome. I just want to go back to the one thing here. Now, I love that you said everything when it comes to the farms and how much is there. It just shows how important it is in this area and how much we do. But then you break it down to just tomatoes? Just tomatoes? There's 7 million pounds of tomatoes that are produced? I mean, think about that. That is obscene.
That's a lot of tomatoes, but it just goes to show, what a popular, and we'll get technical here, Patrick, what a popular fruit it is. I don't know if it calls it a vegetable, but it's the seed-bearing body, so technically it's a fruit. But, tomatoes and corn, the tomatoes and sweet corn are the drivers of, there's all kinds of great produce and other products produced by Mass farmers, but certainly fresh tomatoes and local sweet corn is what gets someone to a farm stand, a farmer's market. Often that's the driver. So our farmers understand that and use it to get people in, and while they're there, they're buying many of the other products as well.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now, there is nothing like a fresh tomato. About a week and maybe 2 weeks ago at this point, my neighbor across the street came over and she had just an abundance of tomatoes and handed them off to us. She knows we haven't put a garden into our house yet. We moved here last year. There was a number of other things to get done. So she just keeps giving us the tomatoes. And it was so funny. My wife takes took a bite into one of them. She goes, there's nothing like a fresh tomato. And I was like, yes, she gets it. So it was perfect. Now, where is this contest being held? I know where it is, but the listeners, where is it happening?
Sure. Well, we've got a terrific location. It's been held for 37. This is the 37th annual. It's been held every year since it began, except we, like many other things, we had to take 2020 off. But we went back at it last year, and we're back at it again this year. So over the years, it's been held in Boston at various locations. But since I've been commissioner, and probably a little bit before I became commissioner, it's been held at the Boston Public Market, in downtown Boston, on Congress Street. I think the official address is Blackstone Street. Pre-pandemic, we were doing it inside in last year. We did it for the, I think the first time we did it outside. They have a little, They have a lovely terrace area. And if the weather's good on Tuesday, we'll do it out. We'll do it there again. A great place for the public to watch. As I heard you mention earlier, and I appreciate you doing so with some COVID consideration. We generally let people in to taste after the judges say sampling and evaluating is done. We can't do that this year. But, you know, we usually have a good crowd. We have the farmers, their families, their cheering section. I do laugh and I love it, but there's some bragging rights today. Farmers will take the trophy, and perhaps we can talk about the trophy a little bit later. We'll take it back and they'll use it in the promotion of their, of their farm. And, so there's some, good natured,
awesome. I gotta take a break real quick. We get back more with John LeBeau.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Omer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's As Omer.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. a message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And welcome back to the Paul Ferentz Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Right now we are talking with John LeBeau, the Commissioner of the Department of Agricultural Resources in Massachusetts. We are talking about the tomato contest, the 37th annual tomato contest that I will be judging on Tuesday. And we just started getting into the trophies and discussing that. And, you know, I saw that for the four major categories that we have, the heaviest, slicing, cherry, and heirloom, there's going to be a first, second, and third place trophy. Now, I was looking online. I saw this trophy. Can you tell us about that trophy?
Well, we're quite proud of the trophy. Operating under trying to respect the taxpayers and not going crazy on it. It's first a conventional trophy that you might see at some kind of awards event or a sports thing or something for your kids or something like that. Certainly nothing grandiose. However, we have an arrangement with a trophy business that attaches, and I'm very proud of this, pretty chintzy-looking plastic red tomato that sits on top of the normal type of trophy. It's highly coveted. I'll have to give credit to my son. We call it the Tony Awards. Like they have on, Broadway, they have the Tony Awards. So these are the Tony Awards. I've been trying to sell that concept for several years, and I appreciate the opportunity for you helping me. But I've been to farm stands, and I see them proudly displayed somewhere near the cash register, often with a sign, calling attention to it. The farmers will be out there on Tuesday, fingers crossed that they're going to get a Tony Award. I need to mention, Patrick, and I failed to earlier, the contest was the brainchild and creation of one of my predecessors, Commissioner, the late, great Commissioner Gus Schumacher, who was commissioner at MDAR, 37 years ago, we can figure that out, And he had a great career, and he went on actually to join the Clinton administration later. He served as an undersecretary of agriculture in his administration at USDA. So we're very proud of Gus. And until his passing, Gus would frequently be in touch with me in a very supportive way, giving me an attaboy when he thought it was appropriate, but also always encouraging me to continue to do the job and promote Mass Ag. You mentioned the different categories as far as heaviest. I just took a look. Last year, our heaviest tomato was over 2.5 pounds, and I want everybody to think about that for a second. That's a big tomato. Except for the heaviest category, we do, concentrate on quality. So we have several judging criteria. Obviously, the number one criteria is flavor, and we give more points in the flavor category than anywhere else. But we also ask the judges to consider the firmness, how well the tomato can slice, what the exterior color it looks like, what the shape is like. And obviously, there's so many different, between cherries and pears and plum and slicing. We have all kinds of shapes. Patrick, I did, as I mentioned, I listened earlier. Anybody who likes a tomato is qualified to judge. I wonder about people who don't like tomatoes, but I'll try to get past that. We have restaurant owners, we have food writers, we have some government people that are involved with food. We have someone from one of these buy local organizations, someone from USDA, and some, gardening media, other like yourself, you and the Bemises, with your radio show. So don't sell yourself short, Patrick. As long as you like tomatoes, you are a qualified judge.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. John, I thank you for this, and I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday and judging up some of those tomatoes. And if you see me going through the crowd looking for farmers, I'm not taking bribes. I'm just schmoozing a little bit.
No, it's all great. Farmers love to talk about what they do and how they do it.
Awesome. John, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on and discussing this and just the Department of Agriculture in general. So thank you so much. You enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to meeting you and sharing some tomatoes with you.
Great. All right, we'll be back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.